We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
I have seen people that were offended. The person that offended that person came to them and asked for forgiveness. They said, okay, but they didn't mean it because they're still holding offense. It's easy to look at somebody and say, oh, I forgive you. But it's another thing to walk away from that offense and never let it bother you.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth Hagin on his teaching, Avoiding the Trap of Offense, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
He said, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. That is the greatest act of forgiveness against somebody that is offending somebody else that you can find anywhere. Some people have been offended so long or taken up somebody else's offense that they believe that this is the normal way to live. They forgot what it's like to live without offense. In fact, they have gotten to the point that they feel that this is a normal way to live, and they have a right to live this way because of what that person did to them. They have the attitude that they were mistreated, they were misjudged, therefore, my behavior is justified. This is a subject that we need to listen carefully to and to take heed of. My father always said when he wasn't getting blessed and he wasn't getting prayers answered and so forth, the first place he began to look was himself. Was he holding a grudge against somebody? Was he not treating somebody the way they should? Was he holding offense? And if any of you were at his memorial service right here in this building in 2003, one of the things that was said about him over and over and over again is that he was a man of love and forgiveness. You couldn't offend him. How many of you were here and heard that? How many of you that knew the man will know that that was his life? He told me, he said, son, refuse to be offended and refuse to take anybody else's offense, because then you will never be out of the will and the blessings of God. Sooner or later, if you're not offended, you will have the opportunity to take up somebody else's offense. You're looking at me real serious, and that's what I want. But before you take hold of their offense, or before you take hold of an offense your own self, ask yourself some things. Is this where I want to get stuck in life? Are these the people I want to get stuck with? Do I want to get stuck at this level of God's blessings, or do I want more blessing? Remember, holding offense will cause you more harm than it does anyone else. I have seen people that were offended. The person that offended that person came to them and asked for forgiveness. They said, okay, but they didn't mean it, because they're still holding offense. It's easy to look at somebody and say, I'll forgive you. But it's another thing to walk away from that offense and never let it bother you. Do you know that this man right here is highly competitive? And I don't like people talking about me or against me. And our nature of our family is to do something about it. If any of you knew a man by the dad's older brother by the name of Dub Hagen, you would understand what I'm talking about. And there have been many times I've wished for Uncle Dub. But do you know how hard it is when they are calling you heretics, writing books about you, your family, calling you all kinds of names? Do you know how hard it is not to take offense? But through all of the years, you have never heard me, Dad, Craig, any of this family ever retaliate in any way, shape, form, or fashion. How many of you know that be the truth? And how many of you know that we could have taken offense? But you see, to take offense would only hurt us. To take offense would only hurt you. Because the books are mostly forgotten now a few years later. Occasionally it'll come up, but hey. No, I don't care. Because I am not going to take offense. God is the judge. Let him judge it. I'm on going down the road. Some of you need to learn not to take offense. I don't care what anybody says. You know, I'm talking about being stuck in life. How many of you had a car stuck? You ever got a car stuck so that there was no way out? You had to wait till it dried up to get the car out. Right? Anybody ever been there? If you live in the black land of North Central Texas, it's called the Blackland Prairie. That's what it's called. There's seven different regions in the state of Texas. That's just one of them, the Blackland Prairie. There is a saying, if you will stick with it when it's dry, It'll sure stick to you when it's wet. Some of the people from Texas know. You ever notice when it's stuck, that's it. You're not going anywhere until something changes. Don't get stuck in life because you were offended or you took somebody else's offense. God has made a way for you to escape from the tap of offense. Luke 17:4, New King James. And if he sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times in a day returns to you saying, I repent, you will or you shall forgive him. New King James says you shall. Do you notice that's not an option? You also notice that's not a suggestion. You shall is a command. Am I right or wrong? That's a command. When you tell somebody you shall do it, that's a command. There's no alternatives. There's no options. There's no negotiation. And it says here, but that's the way you stay out of the trap. Forgiveness is the way out of Satan's trap of offense.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 3-CD set entitled Jesus is Coming Again. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled The Table That Speaks. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book, Hey God, Why Is It Taking So Long? All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Rhema Bible Training College, we're enrolling for the fall of 2026. And so you can go online and do that, or you can also come to our Rhema College weekend. That's April the 10th through the 12th. Right here on the Rhema USA campus, you'll attend classes, meet the dean and some other instructors, tour the campus,
yes,
a luncheon, worship night, job and housing, fun night, and of course, end the weekend by attending Rhema Bible Church there on Sunday morning. It's a wonderful weekend, and so we just invite you and encourage you to come and find out all about Rhema Bible Church.
Go to rbtc.org and find out about it.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Avoiding the Trap of Offense. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.